This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com. I'm delighted to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Luca Ceccarelli and his father, Giorgio Ceccarelli. Luca is creative director of the Cinefesta Italian Film and Culture Festival, which opened last night and goes through Saturday. Giorgio is one of the visiting artists in the festival. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Great to be here again, Mary Charlotte. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to be here.
Very nice to have you. Now, this is a really amazing festival that has grown quite a lot since last year. Last year, I think there were three films. This year, there's about 7 trillion.
It has grown, and it's basically a completely different organization. Last year was associated with the Albuquerque Festival. And we had decided to bring it up to Santa Fe, have a few films play up here. So there were three films. This year, basically based on the success and the potential for in this market in Santa Fe, and this love for Italy and food and culture, we realized there was an opportunity for a much bigger kind of mindset and a real cultural festivity that could last for a number of days and involve a number of different community members. We expanded it to 6 films, a number of shorts,
About
7 shorts.
Which I loved.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, it's been great to work with the Roma Creative Contest out of Rome, which is, it's a great organization. They're doing some wonderful things, really trying to help identify up-and-coming new Italian filmmakers, which is certainly something I care about a lot as a director and as a filmmaker and as a director's coach. I'm always trying to help filmmakers discover their unique voice. So for me, it was having an opportunity to have a festival where, like some of the awards that we're doing are really based around up-and-coming first-time directors. Identifying these new voices that we can track over time.
Yeah. Yeah, clearly some young voices in the mix and some people who you've known for quite a while.
Well, I know people of the organizations. None of these, I don't know any of the filmmakers personally, even though I have, because of the festival, I've entered in discussions with them. People like Laura Bispuri and Alba Rowacker and Alice Rowacker. You know, these are some very exciting new names emerging in Italy. And also, again, even more fascinating is they're women. The amount of women that are taking the stage, both behind the camera and also the evolving role in front of the camera, I find absolutely fascinating.
So the films are at the Violet Crown and the Jean Cocteau Cinema, and there is a culinary piece to all of this, which is huge and very interesting. You've brought some guest chefs.
Yeah, it's been tremendous. You know, between the work of Lisa Contarino and Pia Lima, you know, really kind of reaching out to their inner networks, you know, being able to bring the Spinato out here is the Spinato brothers and all of the three of their chefs, the brothers. You know, they're an amazing organization out of Palermo, Sicily, which is known for so many for culinary delicacies that you can't find anywhere else. We literally had to bring in ingredients that were shipped from Palermo.
Really? Like what?
Some of the marzipan, some of the right kind of rice, a number of the ingredients that you just can't find here. So we had them shipped in. So, you know, we have a headquarters that it's over on 204 Guadalupe Street, which is right next to Pizzeria D'Alino. And we have a headquarters, which we're setting up where people can, you know, learn more about the artists and the festival and that. But that's also where we're going to have some of the foods. But then even bigger than that is the actual dinners. Basically, we have a series of dinners. You know, like tonight is going to be a great one, the Festa della Repubblica, which honors the Republic Day, which is, so we have 2 things going on there tonight. One is the at our headquarters, we're going to be having a wonderful buffet. People can certainly still in time to kind of check that out because it's going to be an amazing dinner. And then that's going to segue into a party. each night we're having a different kind of food event or party. Tomorrow night is the big gala, which again is going to be wonderful foods featuring, you know, work by the Spinatos. And of course, there's Chef Christian Pontigia from that we all know from the Osteria d'Assisi. And then there's the slow food dinner, which is another huge component. You know, is there's I love the cultural affiliations between Santa Fe and Italy. There's a sorority and kind of an inherent sorority. It's the love of the land, the food, the air. So it's slow food felt like a very obvious meeting point. You know, we have the Santa Fe Farmers Market. So all of the foods there are going to be locally sourced.
Yeah, it's true. There is a sort of kinship between, I hadn't really thought about it that much, between Santa Fe and Italy, kind of in the willingness to slow down and to have both the modern world and traditions, things like that.
Yeah, it's like an appreciation, which is, you know, it's interesting. Our MC, who's come from Los Angeles, is Filippo Voltaggio, who has the Life Changes Network radio show. And the first question he asked me was, why Santa Fe? Why would you do a cultural Italian festival in Santa Fe? What's the connection? And even when we were first discussing it, it seemed like a bit of a question mark, but it really wasn't, because of that attention to quality of life. You know,
yeah.
It's like a human scale quality of life.
Very interesting. So a lot of food, and let's talk about the art piece. There's an artist reception and gallery. Where is that happening? What's happening?
Well, the gallery reception is happening. First of all, the gallery is open daily, all afternoons. It is the festival headquarters, and it's the same one right next to Pizzeria Trattoria da Lino. So Lino's Pizzeria, right next door to it, is a little gallery space.
We've turned Guadalupe. It
on Guadalupe.
North Guadalupe, yeah.
And we've turned that into a gallery space. So, you know, we're featuring basically three different artists. You know, there's Giorgio Ceccarelli, who's based in Rome, who does oil paintings and sculptures, bronze cast sculptures. You know, figuratives, nudes, and kind of almost futurist, modernist sculptures, but I'll let him talk about that. And then there's also Christian Pontigia from the Osteria, our executive chef. A lot of people have no idea that he's an amazing artist. How and where he finds the time to be as prolific as he is. And he does these wonderful animal skulls that have kind of a Native American influence and some more abstract painting. And then Pietro Palladini. Is a wonderful artist so we feature all three of them in this space, and we're going to be actually having a, in true Santa Fe style, Friday night gallery opening, 5 to 7 p.m. at the same place, and we'll be doing it the way we do it in Santa Fe, with offering some wine and having the artists there to talk about their work.
Let's talk a little bit about your work, Giorgio Ceccarelli. You do, as Luca said, sculpture, painting, drawing, and it's interesting to me that the drawing is very much in a figurative, and the painting, figurative tradition, drawing from life. The sculptures seem much more abstract and drawn on maybe early 20th century modernism?
A bit of that as well, yeah. Well, this is a very interesting question. It's been asked many times, of course. It's very complicated. First of all, the sculptures relate, in a sense, more directly to my background as an architect. When I work with clay or directly with wax, I'm not concerned about the world that's outside me. It comes from inside. Sometimes I start working, I don't even know what is it that I want to do. And then things take a course of their own, and eventually something comes out of it that I think is sufficiently meaning to be left at that point. When I paint, it's entirely different. I look at the world outside, but not particularly the world in general. I'm more interested in the human figure, particularly in the female figure. And this, of course, is something that artists have been doing for millennia. The female figure has been at the center of the artist's interest for incredible long time with an incredible number of different interpretations. So as a painter, I work on that subject with great interest, searching a way of finding a personal expression to something that's been done many, many, many times before.
Right, right. I was thinking, I was in Germany once some years ago where I have relatives, and my aunt was singing in a choir and they were singing Bach. And I thought, it must be amazing to sing Bach in Germany being a German, because that is your tradition and it goes back hundreds of years. For you as a painter growing up in the midst of Italian art, there's something profound about that, about not just seeing it from the outside, but really being part of that tradition. What was it like for you growing up as an artist in Italy?
We all are dominated by our past in different ways. I've been lucky to have been introduced to the arts in general and to painting in particular by my own mother when I was very young. So I've had a long exposure to the Italian art treasures.
Was she an artist also?
She's one of those women that could have been a great woman had she not been of that generation.
Right.
She had a great talent, but never developed it. Yes. But led me at the beginning of my life in a very important way. And so that is a legacy that stayed with me all the time. You see, I've been a professional architect. I've been teaching at university. I've done many things. But interest in the arts in general and the ones that I practice myself has been some kind of parallel life that's been with me all my life.
So you've been practicing both art and architecture?
Yes.
All your life?
Yes.
So your work will be shown at the Italian Festival of Culture, which we are talking about with Giorgio and Luca Ceccarelli. It's called Cinefesta, Italian Film and Culture Festival. And of course, food being a big part of it, we're looking forward to the whole thing. Let's talk a little bit more about the films. You've got some documentaries, and actually one of them is about slow food.
Yeah, so to talk about the films, all of the films I was going for very contemporary, actually have been a challenge to get my hands on. So there are 2015 titles. Some of them were shot in 2014, but released at the end of 2015. The only one that is a throwback is Terra Madre, which is, by Olmi. And that's a classic film that really represents, really tells you about the relationship of human to land, and it reflects the genesis of the slow food movement.
Right. So that's an older film. Okay.
That's an older film, but it's interesting also that Torneranno I Prati, The Greenery Will Bloom, that's by Armando Olmi as well. So we actually see two of his films, and it's actually very interesting to see him do his documentary style, and then the other, then doing a more, lyrical. It's a beautiful film, The Torneranno I Prati, and that's playing tonight. And, what's something I really want to say about these films is this idea of evolving identity and place in society. Each one of these films, when you have this plethora of films to look at, this wealth of a very prolific Italian film industry, there's a tremendous amount of films that, it's one of the more active film industries in Europe. And they export to all of Europe. But it's like a lot of the great wines, they don't come to America necessarily. They don't have those distribution outlets and those deals. So the fact that I grew up in Italy and I can speak Italian means I can go right to the source of these distributors and producers. Some of them aren't even distributed yet. But what I find fascinating about them is that they're all dealing with identity, finding one's true voice. Every single one of these films are about facing who we are as an individual and kind of pulling off the armature of our identity to really let the essence shine through. And the degree to which it, from female issues, living in Italian society, You know, Sworn Virgin, which plays tomorrow, completely blew me away. It's by an up-and-coming filmmaker, Laura Bispuri, and it's not even, it's in Albanian, it's in German, it's in Italian. You know, the Rohrwacher sisters, who I mentioned earlier, they're becoming quite a force to contend with in Italy. Alba Rohrwacher, who's actually featured in tonight's film, she's I saw her in about five different films that I screened from 2014-15. So she's definitely someone we're going to want to keep our eyes on. And her sister wrote and directed the film. And then Alba Rohrwacher shows up again in Vergine Giurata and Sworn Virgin that plays tomorrow, dealing with a completely different character. In one film, she's a beekeeper mother. In another film, she's someone who's basically had to take a vow of chastity and never walk into her femininity. And then she kind of sheds it. And it's the whole film is about the angst of walking into her discovering her essence. You know, and again, another amazing, amazing film is Più Buio di Mezzanotte, which again plays tomorrow night. And, you know, that's by Sebastiano Riso. And this film is, it tells the story of Davide, I think it was Capone, no relation, but he was ended up being a very famous and tragic transvestite. But again, it's about him finding his essence in this chaotic world and the abuse that he grew up with. And what's amazing about this film is that it has you know, if you remember the films of Pasolini, Pier Paolo Pasolini and Lina Wertmüller, an amazing lexicon and language of not just imagery, but also characters, and seeing them all come together is absolutely exquisite films.
It's interesting to see the same actress in two different films on two nights in a row. It's just as a viewer to just watch that actor's craft alone.
Oh, it's amazing. And she does an amazing job. I mean, she's someone we're definitely going to want to keep our eyes on over the coming years. But you also get the sense that there's this synergy in Italy right now. There's a language that's evolving and breaking through this, you know, it's, film, we've been neorealists for a really long time. So either we've been making neorealism or we've been making kind of bad comedy or lighthearted television, you know, where, and then there's always those few auteur filmmakers who stick through the crowd, obviously. But now you're getting a sense that there's an eloquence emerging. There's a dexterity in the filmmaking language, which is really shining through. And it's very exciting to be able to share it with Santa Fe.
Very much so, especially since as a nation, we see very few foreign films because they never make it to the big cinemas. And even independent cinema, as you're saying, independent theaters are not really getting these Italian films. So it's a very important thing for movie buffs or just the interested public to check out.
Absolutely. I mean, if you go on our website, I list all the awards. These are films that are critically acclaimed from Cannes to Venice to Berlin. I mean, across the world. And we listed them all on the website so you could see. And yet they're films that you wouldn't see in conventional cinemas, only platform releases.
There's one today at the Violet Crown at 3:00 called Italy in a Day. And we actually did a conversation on this program a few years ago on the film Life in a Day. And it's modeled on that same documentary style where on one particular day all over Italy, people make little films about their lives, send them in, and somebody has the mammoth task of editing that thing together, which they've done a wonderful job in. And that's also, I mean, when you talk about glimpsing Italian identity, this is a way to do that. Of course, it's through the eyes of an editor. It can't be otherwise, but it's very interesting.
And that's why I put this one today, because today is a really important day for our country, you know, for Italians, for Italy, the Festa della Repubblica. And I thought, what a better way to just show a slice of Italy. Now, this one's curated by Gabriele Salvatores, who's one of the great Italian filmmakers who really kind of came out into the general platform with Mediterraneo, which won the Oscar in the 80s. So he has a wonderful eye, but yeah, the job of curating this kind of filmmaking approach where you have all of this media coming in is certainly a Herculean task, and he's just done a wonderful job. And, you know, it's interesting, I was talking with Godfrey Reggio, who I was hoping to honor because of his work with Koyaanisqatsi and Powakatsi, but he also did a whole thing with Anima Mundi and Benetton in Italy, but he was unavailable because he's in Los Angeles. But we were talking about this, how the influence that Godfrey has had over, you know, you see these kind of documentaries, and it's clear.
Well, it's just about time to go, unfortunately, but we're talking about the Cinefesta Italia. It's an Italian film and culture festival. You can find out more on the web at Cinefesta Italia, CinefestaItalia.org. And once again, many different events going on. There are movies. There's a buffet at 8 o'clock at Pizzeria Dalino. Lots of good things going on. DJ parties. You'll have to look it up because we can't even tell you all the things.
Well, it's actually, and it all takes place in one venue tonight. So if you can come for the first part or you can come for the second part, we're going to have the Edgy Mix is a Hollywood networking mixer that I usually host in Hollywood through the Director's Edge and Edgy Pictures. But this time we're bringing it to Santa Fe. So that's going to be fun. We have DJ, and it's always about, you know, fun and connections and networking. And that's going to be, DJ Federici's agreed to come down, and that's, I'm really excited about that. And just, you know, if I have one more minute, one thing I'd love to try and do just for your listeners is if they type in the code Radio Cafe, they will get a discount. So that'll be an exclusive offer for your listeners.
Yay. Where do they type it in?
When you go to the website, which is cinefestaitalia.org, or you can just do a search for Cinefesta or Cinefesta, depending on how you pronounce it. That'll get you to the website. You go up and look for the films or the dinners, and then you click through to the box office. It's all streamlined on the web. And you can pay with PayPal or credit card, and you'll, right in there in the payment window, you'll get the option to type in a coupon code. And for your listeners only, it's Radio Cafe.
Well, that is very kind of you. I want to thank you, Luca Ceccarelli and Giorgio Ceccarelli, for being with us on the Radio Cafe. And we will link to all of this at SantaFeRadioCafe.org. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Always good to be here.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. To support the program, you can go to radiocafe.org. Many thanks to StudioX.com for their technical support and web design.